The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Sam, unlock this chain. I'm going to walk out of here and go back to my office.
No, we already tried that. It didn't work without me telling you the truth.
It will be different now that I know the truth. You will come to my office 2-3 days a week. I cannot help you like this. This is just going to make it worse. Let me go.
I know you'd have to turn me in.
No. I would not have to turn you in. Legally, ethically, unless you told me you were going to commit another crime, I can work with you. Everything you've told me so far is confidential.
I am going to commit another crime.
Well, clearly an abductor and an abductee. And John Fardy, in his series Boxed, is going to explain all.
Indeed I am. So what we have on The Patient on Disney Plus, now I've seen it all. It's up to episode 8. There are two more still to drop. But you have Donald Gleeson, who in my mind should have won a Golden Globe this week for his performance in this. He plays a patient who is visiting Steve Carell, the therapist. That's how the show begins. And they're having a regular enough, seemingly normal psychotherapeutic chat. He's not happy in life. About 17 minutes later, Steve Carell wakes up. I shouldn't laugh. We've all been there, but wakes up chained to a bed. And Donald Gleeson has taken him hostage. And he reveals to him that he has a compulsion to kill people. And it turns out he's a serial killer. And he comes up with this plan that he's going to get Steve Carell to treat him. Full-time therapy every day he gets back from work. I know it.
Because he doesn't want to kill, is that it?
Yeah. Please cure me.
He's
a serial killer with a conscience. And he talks later, and I think I have it in the clip, about, you know, this isn't the movies or whatever. This is, I don't want to do this, but I'm driven to this. So that's the premise. And that sounds dark. It is quite dark. But what's remarkable about it is, well, there's a couple of things that are remarkable. Firstly, the acting. Donald Gleeson, absolutely brilliant in it. Should have won a Golden Globe, I think. And he looks a bit different. It's almost like his lips look very purple and he looks purpleized. It's weird what they've done to him, but it's brilliant. Steve Carell, who, you know, came to prominence in The American Office and things like The 40-Year-Old Virgin, is doing a brilliant line in Serious Acting. Now, this is a bold statement, but to me, he's rivaling Robin Williams as a comedic actor who can do brilliant pathos. Because in this, he's brilliant. Because he's in this weird situation where his life is in danger, but in order to possibly escape, he realizes he's going to have to engage in therapy, despite the fact that his own life is in danger. And he's absolutely brilliant at it. And what we get as well is, because it's a two-hander, mm-hmm. and it's very much a chamber piece, two people sitting in a room, and you might think that's a lot for, you know, 8 hours of TV. But Steve Carell has an interesting backstory about his son and his now deceased wife, and his son has become a very full-on, he's embraced radical Judaism, and he's the way he's raising his kids and all, and it's very strict Judaism, and it caused a huge amount of tension in his life, and we get flashbacks to that, and
we actually get out of the therapeutic setting
exactly.
from time to time.
And I don't want to give any spoilers, but occasionally other people enter this room. And what I loved about this was that every episode ends with, oof, where is this going to go? And can we take another clip? Because
yeah.
I feel like I'm talking
too much. Do you want
much.
To introduce this clip and explain what's happening here?
What's happening here is Donald Gleeson's character is crazy and Steve Carell really doesn't know what he's going to do. Take a listen.
I figured I'd be okay. Maybe, you know, with you here. If I was just looking at him.
How did that feel?
I got my food. There he was. I sat in my car across the street and I did the whole thing in my head, every second.
You said with me here. Is this a test for yourself?
Yeah, I guess so.
Seems like you did well.
I want to show him. I want to teach him how to behave to other people in the world. I still want to do it.
Yeah, he also feels that the depiction of serial killers in fiction, in the movies and so on, is unfair.
Yeah.
Not giving them an easy time.
Yeah, I'm making this sound like a comedy. It's far from that. But this is one of his gripes, that people don't get the compulsion to kill. He's clearly rather unhinged, but he has this long, I couldn't play the clip because it was far too long, about how Hannibal Lecter has ruined it for all the other serial killers out there. And Steve Carell is trying to talk to him rationally about this. The other thing that's great about it, and you got an insight into it there, is, and I don't want to give a spoiler if people haven't watched it, but the weird situation emerges where, so basically Donald Gleason checks in on him every morning, gives him food, and he's a health inspector, so he brings him nice food from places. He's making sure he don't have rats. And then he goes off to work, and then he comes back in the evening and discusses his day with him. And he talks about wanting to harm people. And Steve Carell, again, is in this situation where he has to attempt to talk him out
of that. So the guy has a victim in mind.
Oh, he has several, and that list gets longer and longer. And I should say there's also very interesting backstory about what may have made Donald Gleason this way. And not to give a spoiler, but the trope is often the strange mother. If you look at Psycho, it's the mother figure. This upends this in a very, very clever way. We keep laughing, but it's incredibly serious, but it's brilliant. And what I loved about it as well is, and I'm not going to give any spoiler on the ending, but the ending is deeply satisfying. I'm sure you've had the experience, and I'm having it more of late. Some of these shows you get to the end of and you go, what? Hang on. Yeah. Was that worth 9 hours of my life? Yeah. This doesn't have that.
I was watching a show, and again, not to spoil it for anyone, I won't even mention the show, although I think I may have already done so on air, you know, where you're wondering, does the character survive? So you Google, is there a season two?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, there is. So he does survive. Yeah. He lives to tell the tale.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that. Stay away from Google when you're watching TV. But the ending in this is deeply satisfying. Like, the juice is worth the squeeze, you know.
Okay,
it's important
now,
to say that.
So that's on Disney Plus.
Yes.
Very un-Disney-like material, shall
we say. Yeah, Disney are giving, dare I say it, Netflix a run for their money. They are. I seem to be bringing in this slot lots and lots of Disney shows every other week. So they're upping their ante. They really
Speaking of slots, screen time.
Yes, well, as we know, there was Irish Eyes Were Smiling, if that's not terribly cliched, with the Golden Globes this year. So I'm talking to Tim Gray, the awards editor of Variety, about our chances. I say our chances. I had nothing to do with the making of The Banshees of Inisherin, but what it's looking like for Oscars. Brezzy is chatting about his favourite movie, and we'll also be looking at all the week's new cinema and TV releases.
Very good. Well, Screen Time is available as a podcast Fridays at 5, and then it's live on air between 6 and 7 on Saturdays. John Fardy, the presenter of Screen Time. John, thank you very much for joining us. A reminder now that our items from today are uploaded as podcasts. You can listen to them on the Newstalk app powered by Go Loud. All you have to do is search for The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on Newstalk.